Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Nun Aleph. Nun Aleph, as we finish up the seventh perek of Maseches Brachas and get into the eighth, the penultimate, the second to last perek in the Masechta, in the first Masechta of Shas Bavli, or in Shas Yerushalmi for that matter. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Yehuda, two dots, we just spoke about the covered way, the mechubad way of dealing with food and throwing food at the chasanim and at afrufs, and related issues. We spoke about items to do with bread. So Amar Reb Yehuda, shachach v'hichnes ochlon l'toch piv v'lo bracha. Once we're talking about dealing with food and not making food, treating food in a disgusting way, so we have a similar application. What happens if I put food in my mouth and I remembered I didn't make a bracha? What happens? So, shachav ekras ochlon toch piv, below bracha. If I put food in my mouth without a bracha, so misalkam letzad echad umivarech. I can put it to the side of my mouth and then make a bracha. Should move it to the side of my mouth in one cheek and make the bracha. Says the Gemara a little more specific. Tan yachada bowl on. One brisa says you could swallow it. If it's ready in your mouth, swallow it. Fatanya yidach polta. The other one says spit it out. Fatanya yidach misalkan. And the other one says move it to the side and make the bracha. So which is it? So lokasha, it's three different types of foods. Hadatanya, bowl on the mashkin. That which it says, just swallow it. It's talking about liquids. What are you going to do? You can't put it in one cheek because then it's going to fall out of your mouth. So what are you supposed to do with it? You don't have to spit it out, says the Gemara. You could swallow it without a bracha rather than spitting it out and just making it useless and disgusting. Because you're not going to drink it again after you spit it out. That's for sure also. So Rashi says here, on the bottom, right, you're allowed to mashkin bolon, eat she'i epshalasalkam lechon milugmav, can't go to one of your cheeks, ulavarech v'lolafotam shemafsita, and you don't want to spit it out because then you just violate batashchas. And it's better, it's okay once it's in your mouth to swallow it. That's Rashi. We'll come back to who argues on that in a minute. Let's just finish. Vadatanya polton, and that price that says spit it out, but midi tilo mimis, that's by something that won't be disgusting, and you put it back in your mouth, even if you take it out. I don't know, a piece of gum. Some of these people would take a piece of gum out of their mouth and then make a bracha and put it back in. I mean, some people wouldn't either. But any type of food that one would take out of their mouth and put it back in, you have to take out of your mouth. V'hadatanya misalkan b'midi d'mimis. And that which you move to the side of your mouth, that's something that, a solid food, but if you would take it out, it would be disgusting. So that's why you're allowed to keep it in your mouth and just move it to the side. So again, I said Rashi says by liquids, going back to that one for a minute, Rashi says the issue is because you don't want it to spit it out and then it'll just be disgusting and you don't want to cause bizoy in Oakland. If you look in the Ravid, which Ravid? The Ravid on the Rambam. The Ravid on the Rambam comes up with another limit. The Ravid says this is only, you're allowed to swallow it if you have no other liquid there to drink. But if you have other liquids to drink, says the Ravid, spit it out. Spit it out. Because why? Because it also has to do with your hana'ah. Meaning, you made a bracha, we want you to get some hana'ah, so if there's no other drinks, so swallow it. And you didn't make a bracha, what could you do? But if you have other drink there, spit it out, and then make another bracha and drink more. Oh, nearly, and the Ravid says this is amazing, because this is a very unRavid-like. He's not just arguing on the Rambam, he just says, this is what how I understand the sugya. Oh, nearly, this is Perches Halacha Yud Beis. She'im yesh lefan of mashkin yoser, she'eno bolea masha befiv elapolate. Umachi saron yeish b'mali fiv mashkin im yovedu v'lo yena me'am b'lo bracha. Just spit it out. Avok she'ein lo yoser v'hu dachuk lo osan she'befiv. This is the only liquid you have. You're going to be thirsty if you spit it out. He tiru l'balan v'lo yovdu v'sovat gamkein ha'bracha. Sure, I got why? Because after all, if you spit out this liquid, you're not going to have any more to drink. You're not going to make a bracha anyway, says the Ravid. If you have more liquid, so you'll spit it out, you'll make a bracha, then you get hana. Everything's fine and good. A little bizarre in Oakland, okay. But he doesn't. He says this, that overrides it. There's an isser. There's an isser of getting hana without a bracha. So the Ravid says, spit it out. But if there's nothing else, then what? You're going to spit it out, and then no bracha, and then no hana. So everything's going to be lost. So that's useless, says the Ravid. But that's the Ravid right here, quoted in Hilchos Brachas. The Rambam just quotes the Gemara verbatim, like Rashi. Pashas no chilukim. No chilukim, whether there's water in there, there's no water in there. That is the Rambam, but it's an important Ravid in Periches Halacha Yud Beis. Okay, we continue. speaking of drinking. Bemidi delomimis nami lesalkin lesarecha velifrach, says the Gemara, one second, even by something that you could take out of your mouth, why do we have to? Just push it to the side of your mouth. The gum case, I said before. Why do you have to take it out if it's possible? Tir Gemara of Yitzchak, kas kisa'a, kamedra of Yossi bar Avin, mishmedra of Yochanan, mishum shenemar, yemale piti hilasecha. Hashem's praise should fill our mouth. Can't be full of anything else when we're talking to and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it's best to, right, when we say a bracha, nothing in our mouth. Nothing in our mouth when we say a bracha, yemali piti hilasecha. It says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Simen Kuf Ayin Beis, all the way at the end of the Simen. On this line, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shachav Echlus Ochlun Toch Pibolo Bracha, Imu Davar She'eno Nimas, Im Yifaltenu, Yifaltenu, take it out, Yivarech Alav, Vimu Davar She'nimas, Mesako Letzadech Lemavarech. Why do you have to take it out? He quotes our Gemara, and then he quotes the Kasav Ha'eshkol. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Eshkol, Me'hashaminan, Ma'ad Mavarech Bracha Tzorech Lavarech Mole Pumei, V'lola Gam Game. Every Bracha we make, we have to open our mouth. Right? That's not a Bracha. Right? Open our mouth, even if we don't have anything in our mouth, so that we make it sound as if we have a lot in our mouth. Right? We have to use our entire mouth, our lips, our teeth, get everything involved in the bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Eshkol. Interesting Lamaisa cases discussed here in the Piskei Tshuvos, on that Mishnah Berurah, in the end of Kuf Ayin Beis. V'lachein, ha'ochel min maichol, u'miyat achriach mavarech al mashke. What if you're eating something, and then you want to take a drink? So sometimes while we're still eating, we're making the shahakol. It says swallow first. Got to swallow first. Yivla kol machal mefif heitev. V'nachon lahakbid gamala pirurim. And it's also, if you have, sometimes you have some, you swallowed like the ikker. But like, there's still some stuff floating in your mouth. It's best to swallow everything. Yimali piv tehilasecha. Right, the entire mouth. He talks about in the bottom of the footnotes, that's what some of the rebbe said, where the minhag came of eating, drinking schnapps between the fish and the soup. A different pshatim given. But one of them is that because just in case that you want to, let's say it's not, you didn't wash. Right? If you wash, it's not an issue. No bracha issue. But let's say it's a weekday, you didn't wash, so it's to make sure that there's nothing left, no pieces left. That's why you take a drink in between. Okay. Talks about some points on the side. But then interestingly, he quotes in the footnotes, V'chein yesh l'nashim li'zaher, tell the women, V'lo l'hachzik ha'taba'os b'sifsoseihem, many times women put their rings in their mouth when they wash, and then they're saying their bracha. Right? It's like funny. Like we think about it, it's like so obvious. It's like, why do you have your rings in your mouth? And he says they can even take off their rings, hold them while their hands are still wet. If they're because the halacha is you're supposed to make the bracha netilas yadayim before you dry your hands. But now I'm learning that you got to take out the rings from your mouth before. What do? And hands are wet. It's okay once you wash your hands with enough water twice on each hand, so then your hands are tahar. So you're allowed to touch the rings anyway. So you can touch the rings, he says, even before one dries them, if you put a revius of mayim on each hand. Interesting application here, but it's something to mention. Okay. We continue. Boy mine Merav Chisda. Oh, this is a very important tucked away Gemara on the last daf of this perek. It might as well have been on the first daf of this parak. Remember the first amud of this parak discussed the source for Birchas Hananin. So the next couple of lines is usually important for the nature of the brachas. This Gemara is, and we don't even know what the question is. What does the question say? Boi mi neimer of chizda. Misha achal v'shasa v'lo birech. Ma'o sheyachzer v'yivarech. If somebody ate and drank and did not make a bracha, should he now make a bracha? What exactly is the case under discussion? And even before we look at Rashi, what is the Gemara answer? Should you make a bracha after you wait? So Amar Lahu, Misha achal shum v'recho nodef, yachzav yochal shum acher kadesh yirecho nodef. If you ate garlic and your breath stinks, should you eat more garlic and make your breath stink more? So what is that? How does that answer the question? The Gemara just speaks in, you know, a mashal. What is the mashal? So let's see, the simplest interpretation is, you finished eating. You're going to make a bracha now? It's going to be a bracha. So you did one thing wrong. You ate without a bracha. So now you're going to make a bracha, you're going to make a bracha after you ate? That's another thing wrong. It's two wrongs. Well, your breath already stinks. You're going to make a bracha now after you ate and your breath is going to stink more? That's two wrongs. That's one, that's the pashas of reading it. The problem with reading it this way is the next line of the Gemara. Amar Avina, Hilkach, therefore, Afilu Gomar Suudaso Yachsar Yavarech. There, what's the therefore? We just said it's, you shouldn't make a bracha after you finish eating. Therefore, you should make a bracha, even if you finish the whole meal, you should make a bracha after you eat, and we're going to compare it to the bracha on mikveh in a second. That's why it's very difficult to know to get the flow down. And look at Rashi. Rashi understands it, at least our gears are kipshuto. Mao she yachser v'chulu la'achar achila v'shasiya. After you finished eating, should you make a bracha? But the Vilna Gaon and others are bothered by one of two things about, one of two reasons they change the girsa in Rashi. Either because the flow of the Gemara doesn't really fit, because the Gemara said, you should make a bracha afterward, then it says, therefore, you should make a bracha. Or because the Gra cannot fathom that the Gemara would even ask the question that you'd make a bracha after you ate. Meaning, at root in this Gemara, depending on your girsa, but at root might be the nature of Birchas Hanenin. We spoke a lot, a number of times about it already, in the first parak and early in this parak, about the matir nature of Birchas Hanenin. Birchas Hanenin is what allows me to partake. Before I make the bracha, it belongs to Hashem. Hashem haaretz u'mloah. I make the bracha, v'aretz l'salam ne'adam. It belongs to us. So does it make sense to make a bracha afterwards? You already did it! What kind of reshus are you asking? We're finished! I ate already! Matir doesn't make sense in that situation. So maybe the Gra cannot fathom making a bracha after you ate. So for one of those two reasons, either because the Gemara doesn't flow well, or because of Svara, he changes the Girsa Rashi to Be'emsa Achila V'Shasiya. If you already started eating and drinking, and then you remembered in the middle, should you stop? Or once you did it, you did it. Meaning, if it's about, you can put it into the gross far. If it's a matir, so maybe once you didn't ask for shus at the beginning, this is all one big mice achila, so you blew it this time, you'll get it next time. And then the Gemara's answer is just the opposite. Your breath stinks already, your breath should stink more, then it's a perfect flow, because you already ate some without a bracha. You should eat more without a bracha? No, stop! Stop and make a bracha. That's where the gross reading fits in smoother, let's say, into the Lashon Gemara. You got to work out exactly how Rashi would read the Gemara, what the Hilkach means. Rashi said, the way Rashi says in the next Rashi, Hilkach, since if you're remembered, Be'emsa, so too if you finish the whole thing. That sounds like the original, our reading of Rashi. Okay, either way, this is the, again, an important Gemara. Maybe it's the Havamina and Maskana. The Havamina of the Gemara is that if there's a mitzvah element to Birchas Hanenin, the answer is that no, it doesn't make sense. There's only a matir element. It has to be beforehand. That could be the question and answer even of the Gemara. But either way, let's get to the next line of the Gemara. Amar Avina, so let's read it again. Hilkach afilu gamar su'udaso yachzav yivarech. Therefore, even if you finish your meal already, you should make a bracha. Detanya, this is going to be rejected in a minute. But the Gemara says even after, Detanya, why? What do we compare this to? The Gemara, the Braisa, about mikvah. Taval va'Allah. If somebody goes to the mikvah, when he comes out, Amar ba'aliyaso, Baruch Hashem kadeshanu b'mitzvah v'sivanu, al hatvila. Look, you make the bracha of al hatvila after you go to the mikvah? So too, you know, Berchas Hanenin. Some unbelievable comparison. And the Gemara rejects it right away. How could you compare a Berchas Hanenin to a Berchas HaMitzvah? Berchas Hanenin, one could say, you know, Berchas Hanenin is a matir. Berchas HaMitzvah, it's a bracha of the mitzvah. So how can you compare the two? The Gemara doesn't say that, or maybe the Gemara does say that. The Gemara says as follows. Velohi, hasam, over there by mikvah, meikara gavra lochazi. By mikvah, the person is not fit to say a bracha beforehand. You can't, either your hands are tameh, or the person is tameh, or it's a ger, it's a goy who's going to be a ger. So that's why a Baal person going to the mikvah, a tovel, cannot make the bracha beforehand. That's why you make it afterwards. Ein breira. Hacha, meikar gavra chazi. Here, the person is right to make the bracha afterwards. He didn't. It was his fault. V'hoel, v'idchi idchi. So therefore, we might say that once he was doche, he pushed away the mitzvah. He didn't do it, he didn't make the bracha, so then it might be lost forever. So again, how do you understand this last line of the Gemara? Again, every line here is chock full of interpretations, how we might understand the Gemara, depending on Berchas Hanenin, being a matir, being a mitzvah. And this last line, is this line saying a fundamental difference between the two? Here he's right, here he's not right. Doesn't sound so fundamental on the surface, but one might understand it as by tvila versus here. Here, it's The Gavra's Chazi, he blew it. It was, it's a matir, and if you didn't do it, then maybe it's gone forever. Mashenki there, it's different. Okay, either way, this is an important discussion relating to the sugya of Birchas Haren. This is the last daf of the parak, just to remember a couple of the highlights related to the Birchas Haren issue, mitzvah or matir. It started back in the first parak. Remember, we had back on Daf Yud Beis, Rabbi Kiva Eger's comment on Tosfos, where Rabbi Kiva Eger said, "You do not apply the principle of Safik Derabanan Lakula to Birchas Hanenin." That's what we said at the beginning of the parak. If I'm not sure if I made a bracha or not, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, "You don't say, ah, Safik Brachas Lahakel." Why? Because there's a chash gezel. The language of Rabbi Kiva Eger earlier at the end of the first parak. Why? Because he said it's a real matir. We spoke about in the third parak, does an onain make brachos? We paskin no. Rachman al Islan, if somebody's after they lost one of the seven relatives, and then before the burial. So they make brachos. So they're pater for mitzvos. They're also to do mitzvos. But they're not allowed to do isurim. So does an onain make a, we paskin an onain doesn't make a bracha. If it's real gezel, if Rabbi Kiva Eger was right, totally, maybe even an oni should make a bracha. So again, that's another important issue. It comes up, the workers we spoke about in the first parak as well. We spoke about it by the Berchas Hareach on Daf Mem Gimel earlier. Okay, a couple of issues where mitzvah versus matir came up. Okay, let's continue though now. Oh, just one other ha'ara. There is an important comment that some achronim point out on this Gemara. When the Brisa says, when do you make the bracha on mikvah? Tavau ve'ala. Omer ba'aliyah so. There is a question in the achronim. When do you become tahar? In the mikvah? In the water? When you're underneath? Or after you come out? Right? Nafkamin is if you're holding a sheretz, right, down there, and then as you come out, you let go. Nafkamin is. So is it only in or on the way out? There are other nafkamin is also. The kesef mish, what? So this might be because of the bracha. But you could also like mush around the water and make the bracha also. A woman makes the bracha in the mikvah. She mushes around the water and she makes the bracha in the mikvah. But the Kesef Mishnah is of the opinion that it's only when you come out. Because the brisa is like this. Tava va'ala. Tava va'ala. And he's bedayikin from a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shar Avos Hatuma, where the Rambam says, Hanogeya Ba'av Perek Zayin, the end of Perek Zayin. Talks about Hanugia Ba'av mi avos atumas hamushlach patocha mikvah. If somebody touches one of the avos atumas that's in a mikvah, it could go nevela or sheretz or mishkav v'chulu afilu k'shein patocha mikvah mitamin ukishe ya'ale min hamikvah ze hanugia yitar. He goes down in the mikvah, he's tohar. V'chein zav shedaras ala mishkav shu munach b'mikvah hari mishkav tameh ukishe ya'ale hamishkav min hamikvah yitar shari also lo tefila. If there's a medrash hazav, if there's a mat in the bottom of the mikvah, and a zav stands on it, so as the zav goes down, he's not in the mikvah yet, that becomes a mishkav hazav, that's an avatuma. But it's in the mikvah, so it becomes tar right away. When you take it out, so the Rambam's lashon is, when you take it out, it's tahar. That could be an afkamina. What if before you take it out, what if somebody goes and stands on it? Did they become tameh? They become tameh. So that's so the Kesef Mishnah right here says, "V'nira mitok tivareha shatam b'nei she'ein atami nitar ela ba'aliyah so me'amikva lo ba'oza b'tocha mikva." It's the language of Rabbi Yosef Cairo, right there in Hilchos Shar Avos Hatuma. Okay, we continue. Tana Rabbanan, isparagus. This is not asparagus. This is it's a mixture, a liquid type of mixture. There's a wine-based asparagus, as we'll see, and a beer-based asparagus. So Tana Rabbanan, asparagus, why is this here? We spoke about four things to do with bread. So now we're going to talk about six things to do with asparagus. So Tana Rabbanan, asparagus, yafil alei, v'tov leinayim, it's good for the heart, good for the eyes, the koshkele b'nei me'ayim, and it's amazing for the intestines. V'haragil bo, yafil l'chol gufa. If you have a lot of it, it's great. But if you get drunk, and it's not just ragel. You drink too much of it, it's hard. Since it says it's good for the heart, it must be that we're talking about the wine-based one. The wine-based one. Why? Because the wine-based one, as we'll see in a minute, has, the Gemara is about to quote it, but Rashi already alludes to it, that the wine-based one is good for the heart. Continuing, Viktani, but then the problem is the next line, Vakoshkin the Bnameayim. But it says it's also surely good for the intestines, Vatanya, but we learned the wine based one is not good for the intestines. Lulaat Yafe Luramat Kasha. What does that mean? Lilat, Rashi says, stands for lev, ayin, and tchol. The heart, the eyes, and the spleen. It's good for all those parts of the body. Laramat, to the head, rosh, me'ayim, and tachtonios. Right, for those, that the those parts of the body, it's the heart, it's bad for. So this brisa said it's good for the heart, and great for the intestines. Can't be the wine one. So kitanya hi bimiyushan, old wine. Old wine. Aged wine. Aged wine is different. Kidathalik, the Mishnah says, in Mesechas Nidarim, konam yayin shani toeim, shayayin kashla b'nemayayim. If somebody says, I promise I will never drink another cup of wine, because wine makes my intestines go crazy. Amr lo, and all of a sudden they say to him, v'alo miyushan yafil b'nemayayim. What do you mean? Aged wine is great for the intestines. V'shasak, and he doesn't say a word. Meaning, he's like, Like, I didn't know that. Shtika kohoda. So what's the halacha? His neder explicitly didn't say a word, didn't limit. But aser b'chadash, mutar b'miyushan, shvamina, he's allowed to have miyushan, because that was not included in his neder. Because he said specifically, because it's bad for me, but once he learned that it was good for me, and it'll make me feel good, so then that was not included. So you see, miyushan is good for the intestines, and that's the wine that was being spoken about in the earlier brisa. Tana rabbanan, more asparagus. Shisha dvar namru b'asparagus, ein shosin oso elchu chai v'mole. Only drink it undiluted and with a full cup. Right, that's when it has the best effects. Makabo be a min of a shazeb small. Take it with your right hand and drink it with your left hand. Vein mesichan acharav, and don't talk right afterwards. Vein mafsikin bo, and don't drink it in spurts. Vein machziran osel mishanasin lo. Only give back the cup to the one who gave it to you. You see, there's some metaphysical elements here as well. Viraka acharav, you should spit out afterwards. Vein somchan osel elabimino. And you should not support it. Meaning, after you drink it, it's like a medicine. You can't have it on an empty stomach. You take it on an empty stomach, you have to eat right afterwards. So don't eat afterwards except something of its type. Bimino. What does that mean? We'll see. Vatanye sokhaso elabapas. Aye, it says you have to eat bread afterwards. So what do you mean, mino? Lokasha, habit de chamra, habit de shichra. It depends on the wine one or on the beer one. Right? The wine one, then you should eat bread afterwards. The beer one, you should have whatever type of beer it is. Date beer, you should have dates, and fig beer, you should have figs, Rashi says, whatever it might be. Period. Tani chado lalad yafel ramat kasha, one brisa says, what we just said before. Vatani idach laramat yafel lalad kasha, the opposite, lo kasha, but the chamra, but the shechra. Depends if it's the wine-based one or the beer-based one. Tani chado rok achar avloke, one brisa says that if you spit afterwards, it's going to be bad for your body. V'tani yidach lorak achar av loke. The other one says, if you don't spit afterwards, loke. Lokasha, habit the chamra, habit the shechra. Okay, wine or beer one. Amar avashi, hashad amar lorak achar av loke. Since we learned that if you don't spit out afterwards, it's going to be dangerous for your body, meimav nizrak and afilu b'fnei melech. You're even allowed to spit if there's a king there, because it's sakana. So therefore, one is allowed to. Okay, period. A little bit more connected. Amar Rishon ben Elisha. He's not only earlier. Right, this is in Yonah the Yoma. Pamachas Efstati, Lachter Ketores. And we had earlier, Rabbi Shob and Elisha, back in the second parak. And we had that when he went up and to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu for a bracha. We had it earlier. So, Rabbi Shob and Elisha comes up. What? Sorry? Yeah, back in the first parak. We had, get it. Right, Zion. Dav Zion Ma'alef, Tanya, Rabbi Shob and Elisha. He saw Akatriel. Akatriel. Saw that malach. So now he's about to tell us about another malach that he saw. But again, we're going to talk about him, Rachman al-Islan, in the El Ezkara, not El Ezkara, what's called in the Musaf of Yom Kippur in a couple of days. So twice a year we talk about the Asar HaRugei Malchus, once on Yom Kippur and once on Tisha B'Av. So we're going to talk about that. He's going to go up to find out, you know, Me'achori HaPargod, about the Gzeira, and he'll hear that it's finalized. So says Rabbi Shimon ben Elisha, Shlosha Dvarim Sachli Suriel, Sar HaPnim, the innermost guard, Suriel, the Malach. Rashi says, Malach Chashuv, Lavo Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Chashuv Malach. It's going to come in front of him. He told me three things, Rabbi Shimon ben Elisha. Al Tito Chalucha B'Shachmes B'Yad HaShamesh V'Tilbash. Don't have somebody give you your shirt in the morning. No, take it yourself. Don't have somebody give you a shirt. You don't know what he's playing tricks on you. Right, take it yourself. And va'altito yadecha mimishlo nato yadav. Don't wash your hands from somebody who didn't wash their hands yet. I mean, you shouldn't have somebody pour water on your hands if they didn't do netilas yadayim yet. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this, in the context only of the Mayim Achrot, Mayim, the Nefilas HaDam that we do in the morning. Nefilas HaDam we do in the morning. Not Birchas HaMazon food, benching, meal once. It's only quoted in Siman Daled and Shulchan Aruch. Meaning, somebody who didn't do Nefilas HaDam yet should not do Nefilas HaDam on my hands. Only I should do it myself, or I should have somebody who washed my hands already. Interesting, where did I see it? Is it in the Piskei Teshuva? No, not Piskei Teshuva. It's in the Mishnah Berurah discusses there in Siman Aleph. He talks about, since Siman Dalet, I'm sorry. Lo yitol mimishol notol yadav shachris. And he quotes him, "La'achila rashay li'til mishlo natal yadav." You're allowed to. Oh, where is it? I'm sorry. Right, it was in the one of the Achronim discuss. How could you wash your hands, even just yourself? Because you wash from the right hand to the left hand. You're washing from one that didn't wash. You didn't wash your hand either. And one of your hands has to wash the other one. And whichever one washes first, right, the left hand didn't get washed yet, and that's washing the right hand. Well, we're supposed to fill up the cup with our right hand and then move it to the left hand and pour on our right hand. We fill up with the right hand because that's Midas HaRachamim. Midas HaRachamim over Midas HaDin, the poskim quote, in terms of filling it up. But our left hand, which pours first, did not get washed yet. So is that different than somebody who didn't wash their hands yet? It has to be. What do we say? Aim Brera. What are you supposed to do? Somebody's got, well, you have to find somebody who was up all night. And it doesn't have Ruach Ra'ah. So the answer is that that's you. You're in the process of washing your hands, so we're not going to fault you for washing with an unwashed hand. Only somebody else who didn't wash their hand yet would have the problem. Okay, so Suriel told him, be careful about this. V'al tachzer kos asparagus el mishnasu lacha, same thing, and don't give the asparagus cup except to the person who gave it to you, mipnei shetachsipis, because that demon. V'yamri la istalganis shamalchei chavala mitzapin lola adam, because these demons wait for a person. V'omrim emas hayavo adam lidei echan midram halalu v'yilo chayid. When is somebody going to do this? We want to go attack him. We're going to go attack him. Again, there's one of those, put on the list of the demon gemaras, the shading gemaras, how you interpret it. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Shlosh Devarim Sachli Malach HaMaves. Shimon Levi had a nice relationship with the Malach HaMaves. The Gemara Ksupis discusses at the, when Malach HaMaves came and told him, you know, it's time. He says, no, sorry, I need time to chazer, come back in a month. You know, he had a nice relationship with the Malach HaMaves. So he told me these. Al tito chalucha shachmas. Be'ar shamash v'tilbash. Again, don't take it from a shamash. Just take it yourself. V'al tito yadecha mimishlo nato yadav. V'al tamod. The third one's different. V'al tamod lefnei hanashim. B'shosh achozros min ames. When the wailers, the women wailers, are coming back from a funeral, they used to hire professional wailers to help people cry. So when they are walking back from the funeral, you shouldn't meet them. Mipnei she'ani merakeid uba lefnehem. Because the Malach HaMaves says, I'm right there with them. V'charbi biyadi, my sword is in my hand, v'yishli reshus l'chabel, and I have all the reshus in the world. Wailing women at the funerals, I have reshus to do what I want, says the Malach HaMaves. V'yipaga maitakanti, what happens if you're walking down the street and all of a sudden they're coming down the other way? Like, what do you do? Lynch of yiduch l'abamas, run away. Jump away 4 amos from them. The Iko Naro El Avre. If there's a river there, swim through it. The Iko Darcha Achrina, Lazel. But if there's any other way, road, go down it. The Iko Guda, Leko Achore. If there's a wall, go stand behind the wall. The Ilo, Leather Ape. If there's no other way out, you're stuck. Leather Ape, turn around, Velema, and say, Vayomer Hashem ala Satan, Yigar Hashem Becho, Satan Vechulu, Hashem, take care of the Satan. Ad the Chafi Minei, until they pass by. Okay, so all came up with the asparagus, but trying not to meet those wailing women on the street back from the Levaya. Okay, Amar Reb Zera, back to this world. Amar Reb Yavohu, V'yamri Lo B'Masi Satana. We learned in a Braisa, Asara Dvarim Namri B'Kosho Bracha, 10 actions, descriptions that are said about a Kosho Bracha, 4 out of 10 are quoted, L'Maisa. There are 10. What are the 10? Rashi again, this is the Gemara says Kosher Bracha. Rashi says specifically Birchas Hamazon. Big Shaila, do all of these apply to other Kosher Shabracha? Let's say at a wedding, do you have to have these? We'll see what they are, but do they apply to others? So other Rishonim seem to say that the Gemara Kosher Bracha, not Dafka Birchas Hamazon. Rashi limits it to at least Birchas Hamazon, which means the kosher that you bench with. Says the Gemara, what are they? Ton Hadacha V'Shtifa. It needs to be washed inside and outside. So some have the Kepeda. Even if the cup's not dirty, it's still a covet to the cup, to have it glistening. Sometimes I tell my kids to do it, and they bring it back, and they dried it. I'm like, no, don't dry it. Wash it, don't dry it. Right, that's inside and outside. Tosfos says in Shtifa, the second Shtifa, Pirishri Dafka Shina Kos Yafe, Shishla Shira Kosos. Maybe it only applies in those days where the kosos weren't so beautiful, but now if it's Yafe Balavach, if it's a beautiful silver cup, you don't need it. Okay, so those are the nicker that you might not need it, but there is an idea of remembering at least the Bizmana Gamar. Hadakha Vashtifa. Chai. What does chai mean? Rashi says, chai, pouring in the undiluted wine into your cup and then diluting it. That's kosher bracha. That's chai. Or it means fresh, not spoiled wine, or tosis. Tosis where? On the previous amud. Tosis in the bottom of the previous amud, dibraschal modim. Tosis says chai is going on the cup. Chai means shalem. That's the first wide line in Tosis. Tosis says, my chai means shalem. It has to be whole. This Tosis was made famous by Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, what does Tosis hold? That your kos has to be shalem. And therefore, let's say if you have a broken kos, let's say the stem is broken, you shouldn't use that. You can't use that as a cup. Because that's a design of the kosher bracha, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. And just like a broken kos is not good, it's a violation of chai, so too a disposable cup. That's Rav Moshe's chiddush. Just like a broken kos, so too a disposable cup is like a broken cup. And therefore, it's a violation of chai, and you shouldn't use it. If there's no other way to make kiddush, ef shebin yin acher, so then it is okay. But that is Rav Moshe. Many poskim argue on Rav Moshe. Number one, Rassis Eliezer says, it's made like this. It's not broken. It's made like this. It's supposed to be like this. What does broken mean? Broken means that it was some way and then something broke. But it's not called broken. That the remote, by the way, if you want to know the Maram Kolos, remote is in Chela Gimel, Simin Lamites, and Sitz Eliezer is Yud Beis Chav Gimel. So Sitz Eliezer, many other poskim say not. Rav Asher Weiss, remember I always asked Rav Asher Weiss about a different minhag. There are those, I always, whenever this comes up, I mention it. There are Rabbi Mugdolim that put a double cup. So whenever I see a Rav, I go ask them this, because I don't understand. I've asked people, they don't understand it either. What's the purpose of a double cup? According to Rav Moshe, it's two zeros. Two zeros make a zero. And according to the Sitz Eliezer, you don't need it. So what's the purpose of a double cup? So I saw one of these Shabbos pamphlets that have like questions, like with a parsha, and like one question in the back. I forgot, it was from one of the Rabbanim from Yehudah v'Shomron that was answering this question, and he says, well, your reason for the double cup is because you're only going to throw out the inside one. That's not true. Everybody throws out both of them. Anybody uses a double cup throws out both of them. So, but again, that's what he was trying to be matzdik the minhag. But either way, I don't understand why the double cup. But Rav Asher Weiss, when I asked him this question, he says, but he doesn't even think Rav Moshe, he thinks Rav Moshe even might agree today that it's okay. Because he was talking about the old Dixie cups, that after you use them once, it becomes disgusting and wet, and it doesn't stand like a cup anymore. I used to get those in the dentist's office, that the ones that after you use it once, like it just like, when the water went all the way through, and it's like, wasn't a cup anymore. It disintegrated. Maybe that's, Rav Moshe was the truth of the 1950s. Now we have disposable that's like nicer than our, we have disposable, fancy disposable for the Seder. You know, it's just like, what, that's a shavur. That's shavur? So, who knows? Who knows what Rav Moshe would say today? But either way, Lamaisa, most poskim don't have such a chiddush, but that's Rav Moshe. So again, if you have a kos, better use a kos. Bichoshish for Rav Moshe. But if not, it is okay. Good. So now it's chai. Malay, it should be full. Itur, we'll talk about these coming up. The ituf, one should be have a head covering. Notul b'shtei yada v'nosu b'yamin. You pick it up with both hands, and then you move it to your right hand. Umagbiyo min hakarka tefach, lift it from the karka tefach, or the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, or from the table of tefach, if you're at a table. V'nosin enav bo, and put your eyes on it. Put your eyes on it. What does that mean? So if you would have asked me, and you, what does it mean? Pashas, it means the kos. Put your eyes on it. The Rama seems to understand it differently. The Rama writes in Kuf Pei Gimel that Ein Lokin Kos Shepiv Tsar. Don't take a cup with a very, very small opening at the top, because then you won't be able to see the wine. Rama assumes put your eyes on it, on the wine. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achronim Hikshol Zeh. The Kavanah Sagamar Mash Amru V'Nosi Inabo Hainabah Kos V'Lob Mashu B'Socho. Don't worry about it. So, but others say, if they want to be choshev to the Rama, they use a glass. They have to be worried about a thin, a thin top, because you can see it from the side anyway. Good. So we continue. And some say, also, you send a kosher bracha to your wife. Send the kosher bracha to your wife, Anshe Beso. Right, it's a davar shel chiba. That is, by the way, why it's usher to do this, b'shas nida. When a woman is a nida, one is not allowed to send her a cup of wine. Just water. Right, and that's why one has to work out in terms of kiddush. If they always send their wife the kos, gotta figure out a way to do it in a tsanua way and not send it to her on during the time when she is a nida. Maybe just put it down in front of the man, should put it down in front of him, and the woman could come and take it. But there's the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Yeridea that a man can't send his wife a kosher bracha during that time. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Anu Ein Lo Ne'ela Brad Vilvad. Rabbi Yochanan says, we only hold a 4 out of the 10. Hadacha, Shtifa, Chai, Umale. Those 4 are quoted. The Vilna Gaon says that, L'chadchila, all of them. 4 are only really important. The Taz, he argues on the Taz. The Taz seems to say, no, those other 6 are not Bizman Hazeh. Not Bizman Hazeh, just those 4. But the Gra is Makbid in Maisarav, he was Makbid for all of them. Tana, so now let's talk about them. Hadacha mi bifnim v'shtifa mi bachutz. Hadacha means washing it inside, and shtifa is washing it outside. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kalam avarech ala kos male, nosono nachle b'li mensarim. Person makes a bracha on a full kos, he takes such care that having a full kos, then he'll be zochet to a nachla, a inheritance, or a heritage without borders. Shenemar umalei berchas Hashem yam v'darom yirasha. The pasuk in next week's parasha, Zos HaBracha. Rabbi Yosef Rechanina Omer, Zochev v'nochal shnei olamim, olam hazev olam haba. You'll get both olamos based on that pasuk. Itur, what does Itur mean? Rav Yehuda ma'atreyu b'talmidim. Rav Yehuda made sure, whenever he had a kosher bracha, to get talmidim surrounding him. That was the covet of the bracha. Rav Chizda matle b'natli. Rav Chizda put little cups around it. Natli. Put little cups around it. The Maaser Rav was makbid to have that also. Good. But keep in mind, Rashi says, this is talking about the kosher bracha of benching. Right? One might read this superficially and say, hey, that's where those kosos come that you pour in and you have the 6 cups that the fountain on the table. That's not exactly what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is, first of all, talking about benching, according to Rashi, and even more than that, it's talking about full kosos when you make the bracha, the kosher bracha. We're not talking about empty kosos. Right? And that's even Badaka, the Shari Tshuva quotes, you shouldn't have empty kosos around. That's a bizayin. It's a bizayin. It's just the opposite. It's just the opposite of the first Shari Tshuva in that simon, Kuf Pei Kimmel. Shari Tshuva says, I'm not saying against those fountains. Feel free to use those fountains. It's beautiful. It's Hidur Mitzvah. It's fine. But if you look in the beginning of Kuf Pei Gimel, the Shari Tshuva quotes, Da'af delo avdinon itur mikom akom ein lasos lahefech ve'en laniach kelim reikim ala shulchan be'is berchas amazon u'gedolim nisharim bazeh ayin berke Yosef. You shouldn't have empty kosos. But, right, so here it's better to assume that the Gemara is not talking about the kosher bracha at the beginning, so we don't violate this with our fountain kosos. Amar Rav Chanan ubechai. Rav Chanan says, chai also should be the undiluted wine. Right? What is this doing here? Ubechai. See on the side, the Rush takes this out. Question is, what exactly is chai going on? Some say it means that you shall make the bracha on undiluted wine and dilute it later. Amar Rav Sheshes ubebirchas haaretz. In the second bracha, right, you're not going to say agafen until after benching. We're talking about the kosher bracha zamazon. So some rishonim read these two together. You should use undiluted wine, because that's strong wine. And then during the second bracha benching, that's when you dilute it, because that's when you're focusing on the wine and giving shevach to Eretz Yisrael. Ala aretz v'ala mazon, dafke in the second bracha. Okay, that's all itur. Ituf, Rav Papa ma'ati v'yaseh. Rav Papa did ituf. He put on a head covering and benched. And Yosef, and he sat and he benched. Rav Asi for a sudra al reshe. He put a sudra on his head. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this also. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, you should put your hat on. Put your hat on, because that's the ituf in the days of the Mishnah Berurah. Kazi, first he calls the Magen Avram in the name of the Bach. Yerei Shemayim lo Yavarech mitznefes. Rak Yosem Kova al Rosho. V'yishin ogim gamke lezadim beveged alion. Some put on their jacket. The kol zeh bechlal ituf. Hanemar v'gemara. We put on a jacket. I guess in places where you wear jackets. V'chei noagu kahayom b'Yisrael b'eis brechas amazon shebisim na'kov al-rashem afilu k'shumavarach b'yachid b'li kos. That is the Mishnah Berurah. Again, would he say this in the post-Kennedy era? right? When the hat business suffered a setback somewhat, when Kennedy became the first president not to have his inauguration with a hat, right? So they say the halacha might have meaning. Since then, there are some posts that discuss that the application of the halacha might have changed. Because now, you would go meet a special, you know, person without a hat. So that's a big shiloh. But either way, everybody should follow their minhag in terms of what is considered ituf. Good. Note lo b'shtei yadav. You take it in both two hands. Amar evchinana. Bar papa, my cross, suyidechem kodesh uvarach vaz Hashem. Well, that's the pasuk that suyidechem, your hands. Venosal, you mean to put it in your right hand. Amar evchinana, abba, amar yochanan. Rishonim shalu. Small maushat the yaseh aliyamin. Is your left hand allowed to help out your right hand? Sometimes, if you're benching and you're holding the coast, especially if you're like in a camp and everybody's singing the benching, you're like standing there for like 3-4 minutes, your hand starts getting tired. And you have to wait. And so is your left hand allowed to help out your right hand? Is that like a pagam in the kosher bracha? So Amar Ravashi, however, Rishonim Iboy Lahu, below if Shitlanu Lahu, Ravashi says the Rishonim, the Tanoim. Since the Rishonim had the question and they did not answer it, Anan Nevid Lachumra. We're going to be machmir, and therefore, we should not have the small help out the yamin. The Ramah quotes, the only problem is if the small is actually touching the yamin. But if it's lower down, it is okay. The Ramah writes this, so there is a way out. He writes, in, read you the Lashon, Makabah b'shei yadav, k'shamaskal l'brach not to be yamin, obolei seyeh b'small, hainodavka shlo tiga ha-small b'kos, avalem nosein ha-small, takas ha-yamin, l'sayah mutter. You're allowed to hold like your arm over here, sometimes on the bottom. But just to hold the coast, you shouldn't hold the coast with two different hands. By the way, we've been talking about two hands, putting in the right hand. What if you're a lefty? What hand do you hold your kosher bracha in? That is not clear. The Shulchan Aruch is clear, but the story doesn't end by the Shulchan Aruch. Right, there's a whole sefer out, put out, Iter Yad. I think the Moel. All right, Pesach Kron wrote it. I think he's a lefty. I think he wrote the sefer. It's a whole sefer about how do you hold a lulav and esrog? It comes up all the time in terms of how do you do it. So the Shulchan Aruch here says Yesh Bisha Omer Shem Hamavarech Iter Ochez Hakos Biyamino Shu Smol Kol Adam. The Shulchan Aruch is clear. He should hold it in his left hand. But the problem is that Achronim, the Piskei Tshuva's quotes, many Achronim that don't hold this way. Al Pi Kabbalah especially. Right is right. Doesn't matter what is your right. Right is right. So if it goes up Ikabawa, then should be with the right. Okay, either way, one should ask the local authority. Umag biyom in a karka tefach. And lift it from the karka tefach or from the table tefach. Omer vachabachanina mikra, kos yishuos esa, or b'shem Hashem mikra, lift it up. But no, sinina bo, you should look at it. Ki heche jelo nesach daiti minei. So you don't focus on other things. Don't focus on other things in that way. Well, one could focus on the coast and not on anything else. So, all right, lechora, according to this, if one's eyes are closed, that would be good enough too. You don't have to look at the coast. If it's a din just of kavana, then it doesn't matter what you're looking at, as long as you're not focusing on other things. O mishagol le'inshe beso b'matana ki hechi t'sparich debisu, and you can send it to your house so that your wife gets a inshe beso. All right, that's how I jumped the gun. You send it to your wife so that your wife gets a bracha. Why is a wife called inshe beso? The man of the house. So look at Rabbi Kiva Eger here. Good. Now Shasia says, look in the Tosfos Yontif at the beginning of Sota. So that's where he says that in a few places in the Gemara, a wife is called Inshi Beso because she is the Akeres Abayis. She's the real man of the house. Comes from that Tosfos Yontif, the beginning of Sota. She's Inshi Beso. Good. Oleg, little bit of Nachman. We end with a story. Ulo came to visit Rabbi Nachman. Karach Rifta. They broke bread. Barach Berchas Mazona. And they benched. Yes, there must have been a third person there, because, maybe not, even, I shouldn't say. Did they use a kos even if they didn't have a mezumin? That's not our minhag. But it just says, he was there. Yov lekisa de berachas l'Rav Nachman. There's no raya specifically that it was less. So, they brought a kosher bracha. He sent the kosher bracha to Rav Nachman. Amar le Rav Nachman. L'shem arkisa de berachas l'yalsa. What do you mean only to me? Send it to my wife. Yalsa was Rav Nachman's wife. So, Ula sent the kosher bracha to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was like, hey, why don't you send it to my wife too? And he says, no, I don't need to. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein pri bitna shal isha mizbarech, ela mi pri bitna shal ish. She gets bracha through you. And therefore, her beten, her belly, gets a bracha through your belly. Shenemar uveyak pri vitnecha. Pri bitna lo nemar, ela pri vitnecha. It doesn't say bitnech. It says bitnecha, lashon zachar. And therefore, her bracha is through you. Tani nami hachi, Rabbi Nassan Omer, minayin she'im pri vitna shal ish mizbarech, ela mi pri vitna shal ish, shenemar uveir pri vitnecha, pri vitna, valo nel mar pri vitna, ela pri vitnecha. So that's what he says. So Ula says, I didn't send it to her because she gets a bracha anyway. But Atahachi, meanwhile, Shama Yalsa hears the whole conversation. And she's not happy with that defense. Kama Bazira, she got up in an anger. But also the Bechamra, she went to the wine storage house. Vitavra Dalad Me'adani the Chamra. She broke 400 barrels of wine to teach them a lesson. 400 barrels. Again, there's that 400 again. Remember we had in the first parak. 400 barrels became vinegar. So 400 doesn't always have to be taken literally. A lot of barrels. The Marsha says she broke the barrels to show that it wasn't the wine she was interested in. It was the bracha she was interested in. Therefore, she wanted the bracha. So, Amalei Rav Nachman, Nishadalei Maki Zachrini. You know what? Send her another kosher bracha, please. You know, calm her down a little bit. Shalach la kolki ay navga de berchazahi. He sent her. He says, here, this whole coast is full of bracha. Shalchalei. She says back to him, yeah, I really need your bracha now. Mimahadure mili. From those who travel. Yeah, these are the kind of things that come. Umi smartute, and from rags, call me come lice. She was not interested in the bracha of this peddler traveler at this stage. You know, she didn't do it the first time. I don't need your bracha anymore, says Yalsa. She just shows the significance of the kosher bracha. Amar Avasi, ein masich na kosher bracha. Once the kosher bracha is poured, the person making the bracha should not talk. Amar Avasi, ein bracha na kosher peronis. And also, you shouldn't use a kosher peronis for kosher bracha. My kosher peronis, what is a kosher peronis? Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, kos sheni. A second kos. What does that mean? The big sugya we discussed, the Mezrachim will discuss it in a couple of, next year sometime, the end of Psachim, talks about zugos, pairs. There's a danger of pairs, if you believe in it, the Gemara says. That's why you might have heard people who never make two eggs. It's either one or three, right, or five. Right, they never make an even number eggs because of the zugos issue. But this is what the Gemara says. If you don't believe in it, don't worry about it. But that's why kosher peronis is it, if this is your second kos, does that mean you had two koses plus this one, or this is your second one? It's machlokas rishonim. Either way, tani na mihachi ashosa kiflayim lo yivarech. If you drink double, even lo yivarech mishum shenamar hikon lekras al kecha Yisrael. Get ready and prepare yourself for Hashem. But high lo miskan. This person is not ready. If somebody's eating while walking, halachically, maybe it's not a good idea, but if they're doing that, they should stop and make the bracha. And if you're standing and eating, sit down to bench. And if you're lying down, sit up to bench. All these differences. Lamaisa, just sit down and bench. Sit down and bench in that way in order to create the kfias. Tosfos, why sit lefi? Shebirchas amazon da'oraisa. Hechmir baldios yoshim mavarech. You should sit down, get more kavanah, it's da'oraisa. Shehari asara dvar namrubo. Mashenki mishar brachas. This is special significance. And he says it's even a remez. Visavata. Shave at. In the word visavata. You should sit down. And he quotes a very unusual Baalei Tosfos, mipi Rebbe Moshe Albert. There it is, Rabbi Moshe Albert, quoted in Tosfos, right there. Anyway, we continue now. Once we spoke about Kriya Shema, and Shemona Esrei, and Birchas Hananin, and Birchas Hamazon, so now let's talk about meals in general. Issues of meals in general. Eight arguments between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel related to meal time. That's this parak, these eight machlokos. And then, in the last parak, will be about Birchas Shevach v'Hodah. Eilu Drash Ben Beishamay Beisilah Beseudah. These are the eight issues that Beishamay still argue about in Seudah. So we will not be able to explain many of these machlokos that comes up on the coming dafim. But at least let's get them on the table. Beishamay Omer Mevarech Al Yom Barach Avolam Barach Al Yayin. This one's going to come up as Hashem today. Beishamay says by Kiddush, first you say the bracha of Kiddush, and then you say Baruch Priya Gafen. Not like what we do. Right? What do we have for Kiddush? We have Vayechulu, Vayom HaShishi, right? Vayechulu. That's not really part of Kiddush. That's Eidus before Kiddush. Kiddush is the next two brachas. Borei Puragafen, and Asher Kedushan, and Sons of Rasavanu. So we do it the opposite. But Beishamai says, first you make the Kiddush bracha, and then you make the Borei Puragafen. Ubeisil Omrim, Mavarech Alayayin, Rechach, Mavarech Alayom. No, the opposite, what we do. We'll see in the Gemara, Bez Hashem, today, what that machlokas is about. Number two, Beishamai Omrim, Notunli Yadayim Rakach Bozet Ezekos. First you wash your hands and make them tahar before you pour your cup of wine at the beginning of a meal. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, no. Mozgen Ezekos V'Akach Notunli Yadayim. First you pour the cup and then you wash your hands. Why is that? Again, it's an issue of Tumah V'Tahara, which comes up on tomorrow's daf. Beishamai omrim, mekaneach yada b'mapa u'menich ala shulchan. Beishamai says you can wipe your hands on a napkin and leave the napkin on the table. Ubeisila omra keses. No, Beisila says no, you got to put it on your pillow, on your cushion that you're sitting on. Again, it's a detail of Tumah V'Tahara, which comes up on tomorrow's daf. Four. Beishamai omrim, mechavden es abayis v'achach notan liyadayim. First, sweep up, and then do mayim achronim. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said, no, first you wash the tilos yadayim, and then you sweep up. This machlokas has to do with bizayin ochlin. If you wash your hands, there's going to be crumbs on the floor. You're going to sweep it up. So that's the issue between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Number five, Beis Shammai Omrim. What's the order of Havdalah after Shabbos? If you only have one coast, so to speak. You have Havdalah and Berchas HaMazon. So, Ner u'Mazon b'samim v'Havdalah. U'Bisila Omrim, Ner u'Bisamim, Mazon v'Havdalah. Again, to be spoken about in the Gemara. Beishami Omrim, what bracha do you say on Motzei Shabbos? Shebara Ma'or Ha'esh. Hashem who created the light of the fire. Beishila Omrim, Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. Lights of the fire. So that is a machlokas. So this we can talk about for a minute. Machlokas Rishonim. What type of bracha is Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh on Motzei Shabbos? Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh is Berachas Ananin. Havdalah is a Berachas Shevach, Berachas HaMitzvah. Bisamim, Berachas Ananin. What about Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh? Says the Ramban. We haven't done too many Rambans in this Pesach, but there aren't too many Rambans. There's a few of them. Says the Ramban right here. Nirali, the Berachas Ha'or ain't a Berachas Ananin. It's not a Berachas Ananin. Why? Because if it would be, you'd have to make a bracha whenever you see fire. When you make supper every night, you'd have to make a bracha when you turn on the oven, when you turn on the flame. And we don't do that, right? Every time you eat. So says the Ramban, it can't be. Why? Don't you get pleasure from fire? No. Shelo tiknu bracha b'hano'os she'eno nechnasos laguf. It's a very crucial Ramban. Berachas Ananin were only instituted for a pleasure that goes into your body, that you imbibe. You don't make a bracha on a beautiful view. Birchas hanehenin. You don't make a bracha on a after you're exhausted, you hit the bed at night. Ah, certain machaya. You don't make a bracha on a Shabbos afternoon nap. Those who are zocha to get the Shabbos afternoon naps. Even though you think about it, you probably should make a bracha. It's not much, right, kagon. So you don't make a bracha a little bit, or a nice shower, even forgetting the wearing a bathing suit. Why? Because those don't go inside your body. Berachas Ananin are only instituted for hanos that go in, eating, drinking, smelling. Lo amre el b'dvarim ha'nechlasim laguf v'haguf nena mehen. Kegon, achila, v'shesia, v'reach na midavar ha'nechlas laguf. Aval berachas ma'or, berachas ma'or mera'esh is a berachas shevach v'hoda'a. That Chazal instituted to say now, because Motzei Shabbos was when fire was created, and therefore it's shevach v'hoda'a to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the fire. The rush here discusses it also, and he says also it's a bracha that reminds us of the fire. But the machlokes, why is this important to know what bracha it is? When do you look at your fingernails? When do you look? Rabbeinu Yoni here quotes, the minhag is to look at your fingernails, because it's always there, and fingernails grow, and we want to grow during the week. So when? Before you make the bracha, or after you make the bracha? You have to know. If it's a berachas hananin, first you make the bracha, and then you look at your fingernails. If it's berachas shevach, so then, first you, right, look at your fingernails, and then reactionary. So what's the language of the Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah says, "Umeinicho v'roa b'tzi parnayim, umavarech bari mera ha'esh." The Mishnah Berurah looks like say both. But if you look in the back of the radiance of Shabbos, there's a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe discusses, it's not so clear, and Lamaisa, it won't hurt to look both. To start looking at your fingernails before the bracha, and continue looking at your fingernails through the bracha, even after the bracha. But anyway, it's an important machlokas, what type of bracha is it? Continuing. Imavarkan, let's just finish up. Imavarkan, lo ala nerva, lo ala besamim shel akum. You don't make a bracha on a candle of avodah zarah, or smell, or besamim avodah zarah, lo ala nerva, lo ala besamim shel mesim. If the candle was only lit for a mace, or the smell was only there to cover up the smell, the odor of a mace. V'lo ala ner v'lo b'samish l'avodah zarah. Akum was a non-Jew. Sorry. And avodah zarah, he means real avodah zarah. V'ein mevarchan ala ner ad she ye'osu la'oro. You don't make a bracha on the ner until you get benefit? Does that mean like what the issue that we were just talking about? Or does it mean that you can get benefit? Ye'osu la'oro. Okay. Either way, that is all part of number six. Number seven. If somebody ate and forgot to bench, and then they went somewhere else. Beishamai says, get up, go back, and bench. No, don't worry about it. You could bench wherever you remembered. This is one of the exceptions to the rule where Beis Hillel agrees lechatchila to Beis Shammai. We're going to see later on. Beis Hillel really used to Beis Shammai, and therefore one should go back if one remembers. How long does one have to make to bench? Until the food totally gets digested, as we know, which usually is assumed to be 72 minutes. There is a fascinating question asked by the Chazon Ish. Why do you have 72 minutes? Is that because benching is really thanking Hashem for the digestion and the nutrition that I get? Or is it just going back to the Maisa Achila? And the Maisa Achila is said to continue until it's fully digested. L'may nafkamina? See, quote, I'll tell you nafkamina. Let's say somebody eats a big meal, and then they jump into the mikveh and convert and become Jewish. So do they have to bench? Or the Rebbe Akiva Eiger has a suffix, a katan. He knows that an hour from now is going to be bar mitzvah. So he eats now, becomes bar mitzvah. Does he have to bench d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? So if it's going back to the Maisa Achila, the goy ger is pater. Because when he ate, he wasn't mechuyav to bench. And now, but so what? I didn't have a Maisa Achila when I was Jewish. Mashenkein, if you hold that it's on the nutrition, the feeling, so then, if you still have that feeling, once you became Jewish after your Nisgadel, then it would be okay. That's the Chazon Ish Simen Chaf Ches, if you want to see it. Good. Last machlokas. Balahem yayin achar amazon. If wine comes to them after the meal, im ein sham ela oso kos. If you only have that kos, Beishami omer varech al yayin vachach varech al amazon. Beishami says, okay, you could drink the wine and then bench. What does that mean? Again, the Gemara will explain. Ubeisil omer varech al amazon, vachach varech al yayin. No, first bench and then drink the wine. Last line, va'onin amen achar yisrael hamavarech. You can make, you have to say amen after a Jew making a bracha, ve'onin amen achar kusi hamavarech. But a kusi, again, those non-Jews who became Jewish and they accepted, they didn't accept, partial acceptance, you cannot make an amen after his bracha, achi ishma kol bracha kula, because you don't know who he's making the bracha to. He might be making the bracha rashi just to har grizim. And therefore, you cannot answer amen unless you hear the entire bracha. Rabbeinu Yonah has two deis here. What if you hear a goy making a bracha? So then, you let him say amen. So one, he says, well, if you can't say it to a kusi, surely to a goy, forget it. Or do we say, no, only a kusi might be talking to Har Grizim. A goy, he's thinking about whatever he wants to think about. But if he says a whole bracha, you can say amen to his bracha. It's two deis here in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chashuk Echemed, got to have one today, he talks about on there, Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, he once was asked a Shaila, there was a case of a jail. They were having a minion in a jail. And the only guy who knew how to daven was a guy who was on his way to becoming Jewish, and then he got sent to jail. See, he wasn't Jewish yet, but he could be the chazan. Could you have a non-Jewish chazan? Is there any problem with that? What is he being motzi you in? That's his Shaila here in terms of... If they know anybody else who could do it. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Dvar Shemei Meshav, Beisil B'Seud, Beishamai Omer Brachal Yom, Rachal Brachal Yayin. So why? Back to Machlokas number one. Beishamai says first you make the bracha on the Yom, and then on the wine. Shehayom Gori L'Yayim Sheyavo. Because after all, Shabbos comes first. You don't make Kiddush an hour into Shabbos. So first you make Asher Kiddush Adam B'Mitzosav. V'kpar Kiddush Ayom. V'dayin Yayin Lo Ba. The wine only comes later. U'b'isil Omer No. M'varech Al Yayin V'achav V'varech Al Yom. Why? Shehayayin Goyim L'Kiddush Shetei Omer. You're only making Kiddush because you have a cup of wine here. So therefore, the wine comes first. And Beisil adds number two, Dover Acher, Berchas Hayayin Tadira, U'Berchas Hayom Eina Tadira, Tadir, V'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Tadir kodem, birchas hayayin, birchas hagafen is tadir, and therefore that comes first. V'halacha g'divrei Beis Hillel, we hold like Beis Hillel. What's the source for tadir kodem? So Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Zvachim. Olatz chodesh b'chatsho, right? You always put the milvad, olatz chodesh b'minchasa, right? You always go in order. First you bring the carbon of Shabbos, then you bring the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, you go in order, tadir, she'ino tadir. The carbon of Tamid always went first. Just finishing up, my davar acher, why does Beis Hillel have to quote 2 points, not just one? V'chite mahasam tardi v'chachada, if you want to say, over there Beis Shammai has two and he only has one, ha'ni ha'kanami tardi neinu. No, I also have two svaris. Berchaz ayin tadira, berchaz ayom ein tadira. Tadir, she'ino tadir, tadir kodim, alach edivar Beis Hillel. Period. Pshita, tohanavka baskol. What, you have to tell me the halach like Beis Hillel? We know a baskol went out from Shammai that told me the halach is like Beis Hillel. We're in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. The Baskol went out. Well, the Gemara says, tell me, we hold like Beis Hillel. Of course we hold like Beis Hillel. So no, Ibai Yisema called the Baskol. Maybe before the Baskol went out, we had to know the halakha was like Beis Hillel. Ibai Yisema, Lachar Baskol, V'Reb Yoshua Hi, Damar Yimashkicham Baskol. Or maybe it's like Reb Yeshua, who stood up in the Gemara B'Metzia Nuntes and said, Lo Bashamayimi, I don't care about Baskols. Right, so maybe according to him, you don't pass him from Vasco. So you have to say Halacha Beis Hillel according to him. Fascinating line in the Gemara. Just to end off with the Achronim discussed that Tzlach and the Pnei Yeshua discuss, isn't the bracha of Kiddush Doraisa and Berei Paragafen is Drabanan? So why doesn't the Gemara say that? Making Kiddush is Doraisa. So the Tzlach here says, what he also says on Shulchan Aruch, he says, this is a riot to what I said. Because once you daven in Shul, you're Yotzi Kiddush Doraisa. And when you get home, you only have Kiddush Darabanan left. So they're both Darabanan. And this is why I think it's a problem when a man gets home, when he's only chayiving in Kiddush Darabanan, and the woman, if she didn't daven Ma'ariv, is chayiving Kiddush Daraisa. So how does a man be yotzei? That was his problem. We assume, we're not worried about this problem generally, unless you say that when a woman says Geshabbos, when you walk in, she's also yotzei Kiddush Daraisa with the Geshabbos. But we assume that once Chazal enacted Kiddush at home, that you're not yotzei in Shmoneh Esrei. This is Kiddush Doraisa, as Chazal enacted it. And therefore, as they explained, as they told us to fulfill the mitzvah Doraisa. So either way, this is important issues that come up. We'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem will continue on Sunday. But have a good Shabbos on this first Shabbos of Tavshin Ayin Gimel. And Be'ez Hashem will pick up. Again, Daf Nun Beis is up from, it's on Wayu Torah, it's there, Brachas from Nun Beis from 7.5 years ago. Be'ez Hashem will continue on Daf Nun Gimel on Sunday. Be'ez Hashem.